protease inhibitors. Lots of news at this meeting about protease inhibitors, this one versus that one, boosted this one versus that one. We're making progress. We've got the protease inhibitors down to the point that virtually all the attractive PIs that we would think of using are down to, at most, 3 pills twice a day, and in some cases, 2 or 3 pills just once a day. Those drugs are getting simpler and getting better, getting more successful. At this meeting, for example, we saw continued reinforcement that Caletra, which is Abbott's PI, continues to be the dominant player in terms of potency. No drug, no protease inhibitor has ever beat Caletra in a head-to-head trial. We just saw a head-to-head trial of another protease inhibitor called 908, in which it got close, but not quite all the way there. It was close in terms of potency, but only close, didn't meet it. But it's another option for a boosted protease inhibitor for people who need one. And for other people who need a protease inhibitor in whom the side effects of cholesterol and lipids are a problem, a new entry called atazanavir has no problems with lipids. It may not be quite as potent, but it perhaps has some safety advantages that are important to be aware of and to put into perspective as we think about the options. So we're making progress, new drugs, new success, more ways to get there.